So how will Palestinians react as the new relationship between the US and the Obama administration coalesces? Hanin Zoabi is the first woman elected to the Israeli parliament on an Arab ticket. She's visiting Australia as a guest of the Coalition for Justice and Peace in Palestine. I asked Hanin Zoabi about the apparent change in emphasis of American Middle East diplomacy.
We must not exaggerate the changes in the American and the U.S. Policies. After all, Obama administrative said they are committed, the USA committed to a two-state solution, which really indicates nothing for the Palestinians, because we have talking about two-state solution since Oslo. And since Oslo, the previous 13 years old, Israel was negotiating from one hand and expanding settlements from the other hand. The settlements have been expanded three times since Oslo.
But Joseph Biden made this speech where he said the settlements must stop and you must pull back from existing settlements.
Unless you say that you are freezing your support to Israel, if Israel didn't, not just stop expanding settlement, but she must also commit itself to dismantling the existing settlements.
Yeah, but don't you see that as a change of emphasis, at least from the United States?
There is a change. I think there is a change that USA has reached the conclusion that her policy, its policy during the last seven, 6 years, during the administrative, during
Bush administration
was not an official policy, and she needs now to reconsider its policy. But she cannot. She has restrictions to the extent she can push Israel. She at the end committed to support Israel without putting pressure on Israel to really reach a just peace. This will not shift. I think that we will witness a change in the Iraqi issue, in the Iranian issue, and maybe in the Lebanese issue, but not much on the Palestinian issue.
And what
the
about...
The shift will be in the region, but the Palestinian issue will not gain such a change.
And what about the fact that there is a really hardline administration in Israel and that Avigdor Lieberman is the hardest line of all? He's the foreign minister.
Yani, as a Palestinian, I would say that Lieberman reflect in more honest way the policy of Israel. So while the Kadima government, the previous government said, I am committed, she said that they are committed to negotiation. But the Palestinian loses more from negotiation without results than from a clear policy of Israel saying that she even is not committed to a negotiation. Me as a Palestinian, I see that the only winner from this negotiation is Israel. Because what Tzipi Livni, the previous candidate for government, said, that this negotiation with Ramallah, with Abu Mazen, enables Israel to continue its policy in Gaza Strip, continue assassination, and continue building settlements. So Israel used this negotiation in order to support her policies on the ground and in order to put new facts on the ground and to create this new reality, which make it so difficult for a sovereign Palestinian country. At the end, when Obama says two countries, he must say a sovereign country, Palestinian country, and he must say at the same time that these settlements and the existing settlement, not just stopping the expanding of the settlements, and this massive building in Jerusalem,
we know that's
is blocking the a sovereign Palestinian country.
We know that the two-state solution is your goal, but how do you get there?
I get there, first of all, it is part of my solution, because when I say two-state solution, I don't agree with Israel as a Jewish state. I don't mean that Israel should be a state for the Jewish, because I am Palestinian, one of 1,200,000 Palestinians in Israel. And by saying Israel is a Jewish state, what I say? I say that I exclude myself from the definition of the state, and I say that I have no right in Palestine as my homeland. I live in Nazareth. I didn't immigrate to Israel. Israel decided to immigrate to me.
And this refers to Netanyahu's demand that Israel be seen as a Jewish state.
Yeah, but he is not alone in this. I think since Sharon, this was in a new emphasis, not a new demand, but a new emphasis for the whole Arab world and for the Palestinian to address them, to demand them to admit, recognize Israel as a Jewish state. And I think, and the reality indicates, that Jewish state is a racist, discriminative definition, because then you legitimize discriminating against me in order to give my land to the Jewish and your immigrants.
So you want to go back to 1948? You want to abolish the Israeli state altogether?
No. I think that just peace must recognizing Nakba and the outcome of Nakba in 1948.
Nakba,
it is the Arabic word.
It means catastrophe.
Catastrophe, exactly.
And that's how you see 1948.
Of course it's a catastrophe.
The establishment of the Israeli state.
The establishment of the Israeli state as it was. We could reach a coexistent, an equal coexistent between Palestinian and Israelis in the same country, without expelling Palestinians. Now, you cannot deny history. History and the rights of indigenous people. Israel will not have a secure and just peace without recognizing. If Israel is committed to talk about just peace, well, let's talk about refugees. Let's have Israel recognize the right of the refugees to return back to their homes.
Hanin Zoabi, the first woman elected to the Israeli parliament on an Arab ticket. That was part of a lengthy interview, which you can hear in full at our website from later this evening.